Searching about for new instrument. Music theory, beautiful instrument, high quality studio recordings and samples, even perfectly synthesized sounds out of pure mathematics or even fancy machine learning are not as great as they sound. What sounds great are complex, noisy, and surprising sounds. A song with predictable sounds will only be interesting for a couple of days, maybe not even few days, just a couple. But a song with unheard of sonic madness can remain interesting for perhaps many weeks. To be specific, I am thinking about workout songs. Songs that help to manage workout duration and tempo. Personally, I think that workout songs are a really good judge of how long a song will stay interesting. At the end of this poem, I will play a very basic beat, little over a minute long. It consists of fraction of a second short samples taken from the 1929 hit by Jimmy Rogers entitled Waiting for a Train. Here's a quick listen to show you how different my final beat is.
All around the water tanks, waiting for a train.
So the song that I sampled the snippets from is actually pretty noisy and relied on very old technology. But when the random snippets come together, any noise that can be picked up only adds to the creation. Now allow me to play the snippets that I picked out of Jimmy's song. I'll repeat them 3 times for you. I left one of the sounds out to put it at the end of the hokey song I created as a kind of a tasty finale. I think it is safe to say any complex sounding thing can be a great source of instruments and instrument ideas. If you need a drum, just use a low-pass filter on something somewhat loud and then make it louder. Aside from microscopic snippets of public domain songs, street noise can work, I kid you not, and maybe a collection of cans that you toss down the stairs. Even tapping the microphone a little bit with various objects can create some interesting results. I think the most promising thing may be a pipe or a long PVC pipe because of the way your sounds get distorted by traveling through it. The thing that is especially interesting here is the randomness that makes each song not only extremely madly unique, but also a game-like challenge where you have to challenge yourself to compose with these different strangely sounding samples. It's a big deal when you are creating songs frequently, like for a workout, for example. Here is my final creation. It is a little bit hokey, but you know, it's interesting.